Greetings, this is Carl, and you're listening to Behavior Up Radio. This is a field episode, recording it on my phone. I had an idea that I was working on and felt like sharing. And it's about saying yes and saying no. And there's this very interesting asymmetry between the two. And I've come up with a word for the problem of this asymmetry. And I'm using the yes propagation problem. The yes propagation problem. So let me sort of walk you through this and see if it makes sense. Because that's what I do in Behavior Up Radio, is I have an idea and I process it audibly and I share it with you. So first, the asymmetry. When I say yes to something, there's actually two things going on. I'm saying yes to the one thing, but I'm by default saying no to a whole bunch of other things. And I actually don't really even know what thing I'm saying no to, right? So if I say yes to somebody inviting me to go spend a couple hours with them skiing, if I say yes to that one thing, I'm saying no to a whole bunch of other things, and I don't even know. I know I'm repeating this. It's like a poem that repeats. I don't even know what I'm saying no to. Right? It may mean that I'm saying no to time with my spouse. It may mean I'm saying no to a chunk of deep thinking time, or my daughter calls during that time, or my son wants to go skiing, or I want to take a nap, or I want to go on a run in the mountains, or I want to say yes to a podcast interview. So by default, I've said no to a whole bunch of other things. So one yes equals more than one no, multiple no's. If you flip that around, the asymmetry of this is if I say no to one thing, all I've done is said no to that one thing. Now, of course, I've preserved the right to say yes to a bunch of other stuff, but I retain the option. I'm just thinking of finance language that creeps into everything we do. I've now retained the option of saying yes to other things, but I haven't said yes to anything. So really, it's just, in that case, it's just no, one-to-one no. No is just one thing. So there's this asymmetry. When I say no, I've said no to one thing, and I've retained options. When I say yes, I've said yes to that, and by default, I've said no to a bunch of other stuff. I've given up options. So no represents a retention of options. Optionality in terms of yes. That's really fascinating to me. I've heard somebody describe it, I think it was Jason Fried at Basecamp, described it as no is like a precision instrument, like a single, like laser. No means no to that one thing. Yes is like a, when I say yes, I've now used a shotgun because I've said no to a whole bunch of things by default. I love that. So that's the asymmetry. And that made me think of this problem of when I say yes, there's all this like problem that spreads. Yes, that's the yes propagation problem. In avalanches, there's a type of avalanche that when if you think about a layer of snow on a mountain, the mountain's steep, it's over 30 degrees. So let's say it's 35 degrees. And there's this layer of snow. Let's just say the last time it snowed, it got really cold and sort of icy. And then 10 inches of new snow fell on top of that icy surface. So you can see it's kind of a slick surface. When you step on that snow, sometimes that new layer of snow, depending on what happens, can form a little bit of a cohesive slab. And when you step on that snow, one little fracture right where you step, or if you're skiing that slope, you put some pressure on that slab of snow and it breaks, it fractures. Well, that fracture propagates down to, you know, it propagates outward and it can also propagate down. And now you've got a whole slope that's suddenly sliding because of one little fracture. So that spreading, I'm thinking of that as this, yes, the propagation problem of yes. How does that land with you? I love where this is going. The propagation problem of yes. I've been trying to come up with a name for this. I've been thinking about this for a very long time. And I've been trying to come up with a, like, how could I put a name around this idea? The propagation problem of yes. Or is it the asymmetry of yes? Cheers, my friends.